so she can hear what we talked about. So, anyway, tonight's kind of a brief one. It's on joy because Jim and I need a little joy in our lives. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we all need a little joy.
Yes.
Yay. Yay. Right.
You never have too much joy.
Not too much.
How can you have too much joy?
Well,
no. I said you can never have too much joy.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm like the other way.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Well, your inner joy is always reaching out for you. I mean, whenever you're having a rough time or, you know, I always think of, oh, I'd like to bring a little joy into this, or I'd like a little laughter, I'd like a little delight. So joy is always reaching out. It offers, you know, illumination on things, love, wisdom. I think sometimes some of my greatest growth has come in laughter, mm-hmm. which I consider joy. So these are all the things that I base this on. You can receive gifts of joy from your higher self, your soul. It's always there. I've also lately come to believe you can receive gifts from guides and ascended masters and angels. I don't know if you guys are doing it, but I'm like wide open to guides and stuff now, even more than I ever was. So they can lead you and help you to find joy. So tonight we're going to open up and ask for guidance about joy.
Nice.
yeah. And we're going to go to our joyful higher self or soul, knowing that it is completely a part of us, and it's the truest part of who you are. So that's what I thought we'd do tonight. And it's one of the things to remember is please do not try hard.
Okay, phew. I'm just kidding.
Don't analyze. Don't force anything, because inner joy is naturally within you. It's in your heart. It's part of your higher self. So set your intention in this meditation. You might want to do it now to receive the gifts of joy this evening. The gifts of lightness, self-love. This one's for KK. Delight. So one of the most powerful ways to connect with your higher self, your soul, this joyful part of you, is through silence in this powerful group. So this connection exists well beyond the 3D mind. So sometimes you may not feel it immediately, but if you set your intention and feel the smile on your face and within you, you certainly will. So let's get started then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Right. So everybody, let's move our awareness to the circle. So begin breathing in and out through your heart. And as you begin to relax and be at ease and connect with the earth, sort of creating that wonderful loop from your first center to the earth and back. Begin to notice this a radiant pink gold light emerging from above the group and filling our sphere with this loving pink gold energy. So see if you can sense its frequency. It's sort of a frequency of love and laughter. And it's a frequency that draws us all together. So feeling this, as you take a moment to feel this color, you'll probably start to feel your fingertips tingling. So drop into your heart and send, ooh, wow, I can already feel it, this pink gold light energy out of your hand to the person next to you, and then await the return of this energy back into your other hand, back into your heart. And then sense this loving, joyful frequency circling the group. Wow, this time you can really feel it in your heart. And as you're doing this, sense the presence of loving allies like angels, guides, ascended masters joining us. Oh, wow. And as they join us, you will feel the frequency in your fingers changing. So no longer is it just on the tips of your fingers, it's going up your whole hand into your arm. Ooh, this is fun. So, as we sit quietly, renew your intention to connect with your joyful higher self. And continue to open completely to this pink gold light. And begin to receive love, inspiration, bliss, laughter, delight, transformation, clarity, and of course, joy. Let go of thoughts and any concerns and imagine that you are infinite wisdom and unconditional love simply by going into your heart center. And sense the present and the awareness that's there. So allow your mind to rest, put it on vacation, release all thoughts of doing, and enter this pink gold stillness. And gently turn your attention inward and from there to the center of the circle. Asking your joyful higher self to become present. So release any doubts you may have or any inner blocks that may prevent you from fully receiving this joy and bliss from your higher self. So in this silence, allow your joyful higher self to impart as much love, joy, and inspiration as you're ready to receive. So open your heart center, all your higher centers to receive. And as you begin to get these wonderful feelings and sensations and frequencies, share them into the group, to the within the spiraling pink gold light, and feel it encompass us all. So stay with it. Feel it, hold it, remember it. And as we enter this meditation this evening, connect with this joyful power of the group and ask for any guidance or an insight, or an answer, or even a vision of joy. And how to call it in, and how to increase it as a healing presence in your life. During your day, during the evening, and especially as you enter the silence. Visually or with a sense of feeling, capture the essence of your joyful higher self right now. And explore the guidance, insight, answers, or visions that you're receiving. And I'll bring you back. Now, before you come back, while you're still in the stillness, ask your joyful higher self to show you how to call upon its energy throughout your day or your evening, and how to invite its healing, lightness, and insight of joy into your life. So if you'll ask for that guidance, and then we'll come back. Okay, begin to return to the room, remembering your guidance and your visions. Taking some gentle breaths in and out. Moving your shoulders around, your head, wiggle your toes, smile, and open your eyes. Let me know when you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good. Jim's back.
I'm back.
Good.
I'm back.
Terrific. So what are you writing down, Jim?
Just some other things.
Well, why don't you share
them? I got okay. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
At first, I had a hard time combining the pink with the gold. I'm like, what does that color look like? I don't think I've ever seen anything that color. I'm gonna have to just relax.
Yeah.
Go with it. And I got the twinkling, I guess, in the pink of, oh gosh, I don't know, like sparklies inside a plain pink color. And it was really nice. It was very soothing and quite calming. And somewhere, I just kind of went with that, and then I started to hear sounds, like harmonies and music.
Me too.
And yeah, like twinkling kind of music, and then just beautiful music coming in from all over. And then we were all, I know this is going to sound weird, chanting, like just letting out the sound, letting out whatever your sound is. And everybody was doing it at once, and it turned into like a harmonics. It just started to blend, and it was beautiful.
Lovely.
And of course, music is soothing, has always been soothing for me, so I really enjoyed it. And there was laughter in the background, a lot of laughter and almost hysterical stuff, you know, where you can't control yourself, you're laughing so hard, and it just felt good. And I had a guy named David, who I actually was told by somebody else, I hadn't previously communicated with this young, like, kid, David, and David came in.
Oh, good.
And we were at the state fair.
At the state fair.
We were at the state fair in Alaska. We were just having the most wonderful time.
Judging the biggest zucchinis.
I don't know. It was so much fun. And, it was just a hodgepodge of all that. And I felt like, David, you're here. I was told that you were going to come, but every time I felt like I opened my heart, I waited, and I just haven't heard from you. So I'm so glad you're here. And David took my hand, and we were walking around the fair, and, you know, it'd be like you were with your your granddaughter, your grandson, and mm-hmm. holding hands and just having a wonderful time. So thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah, it was great.
Did you get any advice on how to pull this joy into your life or guidance?
At the very end, at the very end, I also thought, I saw something today somewhere, I don't even remember where, that this guy, his last name's Coulter, I think it's Jacob Coulter, and I think he was in the gardens, the botanical gardens in Denver, and I would have been there if I'd have known it. I mean, I haven't been searching for concerts or anything, but I kind of went there to see him at the botanical gardens, and who doesn't love that? All beautiful flowers and people were singing. He's hard to describe. He's a guy that he sings, but he gets the audience involved in harmonizing, and one part of the audience will sing high, one will sing low, and one maybe making some kind of weird noise. And anyway, just fun, lighthearted and fun. And that's what I got to. I need to get back to more music and sound and get that into my life somehow.
I love it.
Yeah. And I'll be, and therefore I'll be more lighthearted and joyous.
Good advice.
Yeah, it was nice.
You got a lot.
I did.
My God, it's like nothing.
and KK was, KK, you were there.
Of course.
You were like the leader of Twinkle and Joy.
Twinkle.
Yeah.
Twinkle for kittens. Twinkle and Joy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll go because mine's quick. I just was the most peaceful I've ever been. And at the end when you said to... I don't even remember what you said about how you get it to come in, and all I got stressed out. I was like, oh no, where have I been? And then I just heard, just listen to everyone else tonight. So that's my gift to myself, listening to everyone else tonight.
That's good advice.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will fill you.
I love you guys. That's wonderful. Fill me.
I'll go because mine was interesting. So
good.
The inner joy for me, I guess, is Christmas. Christmas. And from the time it was very interesting. It was very vivid, very real. I went back to my childhood in front of the Christmas tree, and I could see the tree, the big tree with the green lights, with all the colored lights and the tinsel, okay? And it was just joyful to have that tree in front of me in my home, right? And then the next tree that I saw was the one in Rockefeller Center, because Paul and I used to go every year to visit. His aunt lived in New York, and so every year we went in to see her, and we would always have to pay a visit to the Rockefeller. It makes me want to cry. Rockefeller tree, and that tree, it was always just this most massive, incredible experience, like mind-blowing, right, to be in front of a huge tree with all this joy. And I actually saw us going into the crowded, was it Dolan DeLuca, Jack? It's something DeLuca, Jackie.
Dean and DeLuca,
Dean and DeLuca.
So we always go in the Dean and DeLuca store and have hot chocolate or coffee. Oh. But I was there. I was, like, living it. And so that was very, very, very powerful for me. And I realized the first thing I got was, like, me in a party dress at a birthday party. But then it went right to Christmas, and right to the Christmas tree. And I think the thing that I have to focus on for joy, it's interesting because I don't even put a tree up anymore. But anyway, the Christmas tree, I just have to go to the inner place of this magnificent Christmas tree for the joy that it brings my soul. And then, of course, you know, you become the tree. You are the tree. But to add to this, Jenna, so today, just today, you must have heard me. Today, I had this awareness, and it was really quite shocking, and I don't know what it exactly means yet, but that the three things that bring me joy have been taken from me. So what's been taken from me, travel brings me joy. My trip to Malta was canceled. My health brings me joy. You know, I have this gallbladder thing going on. I have to go to the doctor. Food brings me joy, and I can't eat. You know, I'm eating very, you know, very, very bland kind of foods. And so I said, oh, my God. I said, all of the things that bring me joy on the outside are gone. And I realized I had to emotionally detach from that and go within to find the joy. And here you go.
Yeah.
With your little meditation.
Oh, you know how good that makes me feel?
Wow. Beautiful.
Jim's over here.
I was feeling so alone, so like empty, like I'm empty. No, nothing, you know, the things that bring me joy are gone. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
You.
Wow.
Well, I'll go. You know, joy is something that's really natural to me. I don't know. That just came in, being able to access joy pretty easily. And I was, when we got into it, I was like, joy. And the first thing that arose within that vibration was music, because when I'm singing, I'm just in pure joy most of the time, you know. Dancing, it's just whatever that is, it just brings me great joy. And then I was like, oh, I could see like flowers and puppies and kittens and like all these things that are just filled with joy. And then I was like, huh, I have no idea what makes that come alive through those kinds of things, but what began to form in the middle of the circle for me was a flame, and the flame was like, oh, joy is showing up as this flame of passion or something. And it was this beautiful, really beautiful pink golden flame.
Yeah.
And it was big. Wow.
And I just kept looking into it and feeling its power. And it was powerful. You know, joy is a powerful emotion.
Powerful thing, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just kind of basked in that. And I think that was like what I was given to remember and to kind of put a symbol to the joy for me. And at one point, the flame was turning liquidy, like almost like out, like a liquid gold.
Ooh.
And I was like looking at it going, oh, you're going to make stuff for us. So like we each received a piece of something from that flame. And so I feel like the flame is going to present me with a piece of jewelry or something, or a ring. I feel like it's a ring, and it's going to be a great remembrance of joy for me.
Oh.
Like I see the flame making it. So it was really, affirming, and I really got a strong symbol of it, you know, just really,
oh,
that
good.
Flame is really present with me right now.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Well, I'll jump in behind Jackie because, Jim and Jackie, I also got music, but I started out and I just remained peaceful, because sometimes leading the meditation takes me a few seconds to get into it, but I immediately went to childhood, myself in childhood, and I just got this immediate image of me sort of going gracefully through the lawn and tripping and falling, and I started laughing and remembering how I was seemingly forever doing that kind of stuff. And then from my face in the ground or my knees, I would just sit there and laugh. I didn't care if anybody else laughed at me. I would laugh at myself just endlessly until I could collect myself. So that was my first jolt, somewhat like Sandy with the Christmas tree. With me, it was sensing myself tripping and falling, and the family knows that that's my weak spot. I don't mean it, but if you trip and fall in front of me, I'm going to laugh my guts out. So anyhow, so I started off with that, and then all of a sudden these pink gold balloons came in into my mind or my vision, and they were lovely pink gold balloons, and they were, instead of rising rapidly or anything, they were just staying eye level. And I looked at them and I went, well, this is interesting, balloons, huh? And I watched them, and they kind of drifted around the circle. And then out of nowhere, something reached in and popped the balloons in front of each one of us, and each one of the balloons had a note, a musical note.
Oh.
And I went, oh my God, music, of course. And we are creating our own harmonics, as Jim said, and music. And I went, oh wow, that is joy. And then the next thing you know, I see this very, I'm losing my voice, very sparkly, or not sparkly, intense ball of light that had like rays coming out of it, and it popped all around the group, touching each and every one of us. And it was this wonderful pink-gold color. But like Jackie, it turned almost into a solid white light with just a tad of pink. And it was so much fun to watch. And that was my thing, and I loved it. I loved it. And then the advice I got is, if you want to find your joy, find your goofy. Find your goofy.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Because I love ridiculous, goofy stuff. And anyway, being playful and that kind of thing. And that'll bring joy to you immediately. So that was mine.
Lovely.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I loved Sandy's Christmas tree too, because man, around Christmas, you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
But I can stare at a tree for hours.
Hours, yep.
And listen to Christmas music.
Yeah.
Mhm. Nice.
Yeah, it's so magical, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, KK.
Okay. It was wonderful. Thank you, Jenna. I mean, the pink gold light for me put me inside this huge snow globe, and it was pink with gold speckles all over. So the speckles were like the snow globe kind of thing, you know, when you shake it up. And so, of course, when I'm in the snow globe, I ended up on a carousel, a great big horse carousel, and I'm riding around and the music is going. And then I became like in Mary Poppins, where the horses went off the carousel, and we just all went flying. And we were together all the time. It's like, all right, because I think what brings me joy a lot is just to play.
Yeah.
And so then we were flying. Then we didn't have the horses, and we were flying, and the song just kept going over and over. Come fly with me. And we were like cracking the whip, and we were laughing. And we were just flying all over the place, having the best time. And that song was there all the time. We held hands all the time. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And it was just fun. It was just fun. And when I asked my guy, you know, what would bring me joy? And my guide said, well, just ask me.
Like, yeah, of course.
Okay. I want some joy. Okay. But I also got be of service. I mean, being a service brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, of course.
So true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah, very true.
Very true.
Very true.
Very true.
Yeah.
So it was fun. Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
This has been one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Yay. We did good flying together. We just had fun, guys. So, Carrie, you were there with us. We were
I'm
flying.
I'm so glad.
Yes, Carrie.
I'm going to have to redo the meditation with Brittany when she listens to the recording.
There you go.
Come back to planet Earth. Oh, I love what everyone got. My God, so awesome. All things that are so, so joyful and so fun. And I'm with you, Jackie. I think joys come always very easy to me, too. So I just, all of it resonates. What fun.
Yeah.
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 Great.
So thank you all for joining me on this joyride.
Yeah.
Love it.
You're so funny.
Quite a joyride.
It was. I loved everybody's stuff.
I know, but I can't believe that it was the completion of my day.
Yeah, aww. That's so cool, Sandy.
Yeah, that's great.
Because now you know all the things that they're not outside sources. Like, you just tapped into joy immediately.
Yeah, I know.
I
got
that.
That was the message that I had to go within, but you know what
yeah.
I mean? But for this to happen tonight was just so right on. Again, the field is just reminding me that everything's going to be okay, because I have to trust the field. I have to trust the field, you know,
yeah.
rather than look outside. I have to trust it's coming. I have to trust it's there. It's not coming. It's there. But, yeah, it's easier said than done, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, thank you.
And
yeah,
thank you, Mom.
Yeah,
too.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
You know what? I am super glad I recorded this one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All
right, well, have
I'll
a joyful week.
On my carousel horse later.
I'll see you flying
you.
Across the sky tonight.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, good night. Bye.
Night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.